All right. Listen, welcome to the Big Ticket Life Show, where leaders share stories of healing, impact, and courageous leadership in their lives and businesses. I'm so honored today. Today's guest joining me is the one and only Ricky Kalman. Ricky, welcome to the show. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be seen. I can't wait to dive into all you do. Real quick, I want to let everybody know where they can watch, where they can listen. And so please, I'd love for everybody to be able to take this show in, the Big Ticket Life. You can watch live Tuesdays on social media. That's Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. You catch this on the podcast players. We're on all the major ones. So if you pick up your podcast and audio only, you can listen to us there. And now, Ricky, I'm honored. You get to join us for the first time broadcasting out on DBTV. That's an app found on Roku players, Fire Sticks, and smart TVs. So you get this incredible immersive experience. DBTV, if that's new to you, that's something for everybody. Cooking shows, business shows, children's shows. And today, we're recording for DBTV, Ricky and myself, for the Big Ticket Life Show. Ricky, welcome to the show.
Thank you again, Jeff. I'm excited to dive into this conversation. You and I have had this time to talk, and I know that we're going to add a lot of value. So if this is your first time even diving into this show, I want you to walk away more equipped. And when I say more equipped, I want you to be more equipped to do better at everything you do. That's my job. That's what I've always been passionate about, is helping people get out of their own way to create more success. This is not going to be a lot of fluff. It's not going to be a lot of cheerleading here. I hope to add value, and it's worth the time listening and watching.
Wonderful. Well, let's kind of dig into that and get people some new information, some new ways to think about mindset, think about how they might approach mindset through times of struggle, times of opportunity, times of success. You know, your career is taking you to some interesting places. One of them, I'm going to touch on right away, because football is so much at the forefront of our lives here at our home with our youngest son and his blossoming football career. So you had the opportunity to take your skills, your expertise to professional sports teams like the New York Yankees. I believe I heard the New York Jets, but for sure the Cincinnati Bengals.
It was the Bengals, yes.
The Bengals,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, tell us all about that.
You know, it's mindset matters in everything we do. You know, athletes are not the only ones that focus on mindset. And so we're going to talk about how you can apply mindset in your business and your personal life. But going back to, you know, it's one of the key factors, I think, that when you talk about successful athletes, they understand the importance of not only training their muscles, they train their brain. Most professional athletes on high levels have a mental coach on staff, whether it's a team coach or an individual coach working with an athlete to help them condition that space between their ears. Sometimes the hardest playing field, the hardest course is that space between our ears as an athlete. But think about it. That applies in life. Sometimes our biggest obstacle in life and business can be that thought process that goes on, the unconscious thoughts that we actually manifest that frame our reality. The unique thing about this, Jeff, we own those thoughts. This isn't complicated. This isn't rocket science here. We own our thoughts. Our biggest obstacle is sometimes ourselves and how we take a thought and we give it truth. And by the way, it might not even be a truth. It might be a preconceived outcome. As a business owner, how often do you challenge yourself based on one little thought that actually turns out to be some massive thought process? And then all of a sudden it's over what hasn't even happened yet. But of course your mind is preconceived and it's taken you a place of failure when it should be a place of how do I become more successful?
Yeah. I often, when I'm working with folks, talking to people, I'll use an analogy. There's one person in my life specifically that I talk to often. I say, you're watching this entire feature length movie that you've produced. You're the only one in the theater, and it's a big IMAX immersive sound, surround, and screen. And you're the only one watching this. You think it's this major red carpet gala, tens of millions of dollars of advertising behind it. This is your story you're crafting for yourself. And you need to, I want you to have impact, but this moment we're focusing on isn't anything to focus on. You've created it into this big thing. And instead, focus positive energy into the big thing, not this negative stuff, because no one else is watching it, just you.
Now, we spend so much time in our lives and our businesses learning about our product or service. We learn about our clients. Sometimes we forget to learn about ourselves. And by the way, you know, you're already successful. Listen, if you have a job, if you are passionate, if you are alive, you're successful. You know, in my eyes, sometimes we have to celebrate the small little wins that we have. The ability to actually get to go to work versus I got to go to work. I mean, how often have you heard somebody have negative vocabulary about going to work? Like, I got to go to work tomorrow. Really? You get to go to work tomorrow. And that thought process helps you derive more success.
Yeah. Yeah. That mind shift switch, and it can be that little switch, as you said, I get to do this. You know, today of all days is a day that maybe I didn't want to choose to do a podcast show, right? But I get to do it. Despite the struggles going on, I get to do it. And we'll memorialize this day forever, which is great because we get to live this moment out over and over and bring your greatness to others. You know, so in working with the high performers, because I feel I know the answer, but I want you to share it in your words. You know, we have a lot more in common as people, no matter where you are in life, than not. And so what are the things you see as a common occurrence, common theme with high performers that you see time and again, that where you can help them?
One word right now. One word. Ready? I mean, lean in, folks. Resilience. High performance. Understand that resilience isn't just a checkbox. Resilience isn't just a vocabulary that we, you know, something we throw in our vocabulary. Resilience is a key factor in helping somebody take themselves to the next level. What is resilience? Resilience is overcoming challenges. It's determination. It's steadfast feelings. It's grit. It's all those things. But let's face it, in life, sometimes, you know, things happen. You know, regardless of who you are. And so, you know, when I do talk to high performing individuals, and I'm not just talking about the athletes, I'm talking about the business owner. I'm talking about the person that's got a mom and pop operation or somebody that's running a team of 1,000 sales individuals. When I talk to people that are successful, the first thing I ask them is, do you think mindset is a contributing factor to your success? Well, I know the answer already. And they're going to say yes. So how is it important? How important is it that you invest in your mindset? And they look at me like, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, how often are you taking time out of your day to make sure that you are recalibrating your thoughts, to making sure that your best of intentions are in action? I guess the real question I ask people is, how aware are you of being unaware? And they look at me like, what do you mean? I said, well, how aware are you of your unconscious beliefs and how they're guiding you? And by the way, your beliefs, your feelings, your emotions, your drive, your passion, your resilience might be serving you great. But what do you do to fuel the fire? And if it's not serving you now, how do you redirect it?
Yeah. You know, and resilience doesn't require you to be able to throw a 70-yard touchdown pass, you know, when needed. Doesn't require you to be able to hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Resilience is something that is a skill that's innate in all of us if we choose it to be, right? Mm-hmm. No matter where we are in life, if you're living in poverty, but you saw a missionary come through town, like my aunt and uncle in Guatemala, and you say to yourself, huh, I want to live that life. I want to be able to live their life they're telling me I can live. How do we hone resilience?
Are you asking me the question?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have a crystal ball. Mine broke a long time ago. How do you hone it? You know, I think that when we're going back to what I just said, I think we forget to invest in ourselves. And what does that mean? You know, we spend time making sure that everything is working efficiently. We spend time making sure that we have the latest and greatest of our technology and of our equipment and our services and our inventory. How often do you actually spend time on yourself? So when you ask me, how do you hone resilience or work on resilience? I think you actually have to give yourself permission to every day to stop and reset. Now, what does that mean? Do I got to stop and I got to close my eyes and I got to go through this meditation technique? Well, some people do that. And that's what we talk about on a regular basis. But that might not be the necessary thing for you at that very moment. Maybe it is hitting the pause button in life, you know, and actually making sure on a daily basis, 5 or 6 times a day, you just hit the pause button. What does that mean? Stop what you're doing and focus on the present moment. Are you in the right direction? Step back and sit in the audience of yourself and really dive into understanding the unconscious programming that you have set at that very moment. You might agree with that programming, go, okay, this is exactly what I should be doing. Or you might go, you know what? My time should be served doing something else. This is a little bit of a waste of time. Or you realize your channel needs to be changed because you are so consumed with something else that you cannot work on. So Jeff, the point is this, there's so much going on in our head, so much is thrown at us on a regular basis, so many different things that we cannot control, but we can control how we perceive and react to the world that we live in at this very moment.
Yeah, love that. You know, and we're in this time where taking those moments of pause, taking that moment to reflect, flipping that switch, acknowledging what we're doing unconsciously and addressing it consciously, if this is a positive or a negative. You talked about technology. I mean, these things right here, they're so good at programming that the mindless doom scrolling, I guess it's called, right? We do that and that feels good. And literally, physically, there's things happening inside our brains that say it's good. It doesn't feel good physically, but our brains say it is. That tip of taking that step back. And I love that you said, like, step into your own theater picture, step in and really assess what you're doing. Makes a lot of sense. I had a conversation this morning with a friend of mine about this medium, you know, doing broadcast podcasting, whether it's an audio show, a video show, a show that gets repurposed onto things like DBTV. And at the crux of it, the conversation was, is this important for me? You know, and I said to my friend, I said, well, I think in the way your end goal, no. If you're looking to build presence and looking to put into your machine of content creation, then yes. But if you're just looking to derive sales and leads, probably not the best immediate medium or immediate effort. You have to be committed long term. And it was that let's step back in the conversation moment. And I thought, you know, that would be good for him to hear. So that's that part I feel that makes sense about talking about resilience, talking about what we're aware of, how we're unaware of. You know, you've been able to travel the world with what you do, obviously very dialed into growth and mindset and leveraging mindset. Why do you feel, obviously we know our mind is powerful. Can that overcome strength? Can that overcome, you know, charisma? Can it overcome good looks? What can the mind actually do and overcome?
I think the mind is unlimited in potential. You know, we talk about our phones. We talk about the devices, our technology on a regular basis. We talk about how we protect and covet it by putting a case on it and updating new software to make sure that we have the latest and greatest, the newest iOS. But I want you to spin it for a second. I want you to think about the iOS between our ears, the internal operating system of our mindset that's guiding us. You just spoke about living in the moment. Living in the moment doesn't mean losing sight of the future. It means enriching our journey with mindfulness. And what is mindfulness? Jeff, mindfulness is different for everybody. Jeff, mindfulness is programming. Mindfulness is thought. Mindfulness is our own interpretation I believe, of the present moment. By dedicating our full attention to the present, we elevate our actions into meaningful strides toward our goals. When we step back and we really focus more, we start to appreciate the ability that we have. It unlocks a deeper level of creativity. When you become more mindful in the present moment, you enhance your problem-solving abilities. You strengthen your resilience, which serves as a pivotal force for achieving transformational excellence. So what's transformational excellence? That's unique to you. How are you going to transform your present moment that you can celebrate? That's what I want to get you to step up to here today. I want you to step up and show up for yourself and realize that we all have the ability to change every single day. This isn't rocket science, folks. I mean, this really isn't that hard to understand. You're accountable.
Love it. I love that you touched on the power of transformational experience and excellence for yourself. I often talk here, you know, people can aspire to nice things, rare things, expensive supercars, mansions, but you know, that's still one of a thousand if it's like a supercar, right?
Right.
But yet we got to acknowledge we're one of one within 8 billion plus people. And if more people were focused on what you just shared about that personal accountability, that desire, that resilience to make transformational change for ourselves and those we lead, boy, the world would, I think we would go from this broken, really rough place where I feel we are now as a whole to a place of tremendous growth, tremendous impact, and tremendous opportunity. How do you help people focus on their own uniqueness?
So we already touched a little bit about mindfulness. We've touched on thought process. So as you know, my background is a hypnotist. Yes. I created a very unique comedy show for corporate events in my teens, crazy enough. That show took off and I still do this show around the world. So in a typical situation, I come in and do a comedy show that is unlike anything else anybody's ever seen. It is engaging. It is high energy. We have so much fun, but it always has a hidden agenda. It validates the power of our mind, self-doubt, feelings, emotions, confidence, self-belief. It shows you that when you welcome relaxation into your life, and it doesn't take much to relax, we don't have to go on vacation to relax. We can pause, reset our mind, and we focus on a suggestion. That suggestion becomes a reality. So when I'm working with individuals like owners, sales individuals, leaders, I want them to embrace their breath more, meaning I want them to hit more timeouts, pauses to ignite their thought process. And the starting process is, Jeff, to relax our mind, to understand our breath. When you understand your breath, when you understand how relaxation is not a luxury, it's a necessity, do you feel the fire of your thoughts? Meaning, when you're relaxed, you are more in tune to focus on one simple little thing. And that simple thing can take you to a direction of success or failure. You get to choose what that might be. So basically, if you hold yourself accountable every single day to your thoughts, how often do you check the mirror of your thoughts? Mm-hmm. Self-reflection. I mean, every day we check the mirror to make sure we are dressed, we look okay, presentable.
Like 20 times a day to put all this on.
Well, there you go. I mean, we do that. We have mirrors so we can give ourselves a personal audit of how we look. So my question is to you watching, how often do you give yourself your own personal audit of self-reflection? And in business and life, it cannot be overstated.
Yeah.
You know, we consult our mirror for our appearance, but as sales professionals and leaders, we should reflect on our mindset on a daily basis, like looking in the mirror. This practice goes beyond mere physical appearance. It really starts to understand the professional role that we have in updating that internal operating system.
Love it. You know, the thought of looking in that personal mirror. I want to get your feedback and thoughts on this. It would seem that some may have an issue like, okay, I'm going to take Ricky, I'm going to take your thoughts, I'm going to take your advice, and I'm going to reflect in this mirror. But I feel some might bias what's looking back at them with what they feel ought to be looking back at them. What society says they should look like, they should be doing, what other sales pros say they should be doing, what other business owners, peers, their industry says they should be doing. That's something I talk about a lot, like being the contrarian in business. Tell me our industry can't do this, and I'm going to prove you wrong. I am not going to accept what you say can or can't be done. I'm going to almost like take that as a challenge. So this mirror, how do we kind of unbias it and just let the reflection sit, take back what's coming to us and improve?
If you ever listen to an athlete or a coach after a winning game or a performance, even individuals like in golf, when the interviewer goes up, they stick that mic in front of their face and they're waiting for that first response. Usually their response has to do with belief first. They give credit to their ability that they believed in what they were going to do. They were steadfast and really staying focused, laser beam focused on what the task was at hand to win, to visualize their belief that they're going to actually do it. And then maybe they might talk about the years of training and heartache and sweat and pain. You rarely ever hear an athlete give credit first. Well, I'm so glad I woke up at 4 a.m. to do all those reps. You know, or I was on the, you know, I went on the driving range and I hit 500 balls a day. You do hear that, but you never hear it first. Yeah. Rarely. I'll say it. I'll put a bet on. I'm not a betting person, but I'll put a bet on it. You, next time you watch a sporting event, listen to the winner. Listen to the winning coach. We believe we can do it. We put our mind to it. Listen how often the word mind and mindset is used in sports. So if mindset is used in sports and we know that's the winning contributor, it's the catalyst to helping somebody achieve their goals, why aren't we focusing every single day on our business that way, to have the mindset of a solution provider versus a salesperson, to be the mindset of a collaborator with as a leader, to lead within first and see how that projects to everybody else? That's a mindset. Yeah. That's leading a mindset in. I sign up for.
Yeah, it is. Two things to add to what you just shared. One on the golf analogy to really drive home what they say first. So I'm not a big golf fan. I used to watch it years back. And there was a moment in Tiger Woods' career, he was in the bunker and he had to chip in to win the Masters. And, you know, people were like, this ain't going to happen. He, of course, makes it happen. You were nodding your head. It sounds like you know exactly the moment I'm talking about.
Go ahead and finish. But finish what you're going to say.
Yeah. And so in the post game interview, they're talking to the swing coach, or no, his caddy. And they say, you know, did you really think Tiger was going to make that shot? And he said, yeah, 100%. I'm like, no way. There's no way you believe that. He says, no, I 100% knew. I 100% knew he was going to make it. Why? Because I've seen, and then it was the second, third part down the line, I've seen Tiger hit every one of his clubs from three different lies 100 times a day. And I've seen him do that for years.
I get more emails every single week and phone calls regarding golf. It is a mindset. And what even the caddy saying, I believed he can do it, shows a steadfast projection of an auto thought of that's going to be constructive versus destructive.
Yeah.
So give you an example. If you say this is going to be a hard year, this is going to be a tough week, our sales are down, I don't think we're going to be able to do what we did last year. I can go on and on. You can hear where I'm going with this. If you say it, your mind believes it. Yeah. And it unconsciously works to fulfill that thought process. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. 100%. I mean,
we've all had it in life where a simple thought of self-doubt is manifested and then fueled, and then we agree to it, and then we win to fail based on the thought that we said it or we thought it. Yeah. You know, thinking is basically talking to yourself. When you sit there, I'm thinking. No, you're talking to yourself. And if you're having a conversation about with yourself, which we do every single day,
yep.
Which conversation would you like to be in?
Yeah.
The one that makes you feel good and confident and successful and inspired and ignited with passion. And by the way, I'm not just throwing a lot of like in cheerleading at you, but you'd sign up to be in a room with excited, motivated people.
Yeah. Who wants to go with a bunch of Debbie Downers?
Right. I mean, if you walked into a room and everybody is sad,
yeah.
The first thing you're going to say, what's wrong?
Yeah.
So we have a choice. We can walk into the room that's sad and maybe turn it and figure out how to make that moment a positive moment.
Yeah.
Because we are human.
Yeah.
We are human. And so I say that to you because I'll raise my hand up as well. I'm just as human as the next person. I'm going to have challenges. I'm going to have uncertainty of feelings and emotions and unpredictable, if you will, hurdles in life. But how do you perceive and react to that moment?
Yeah.
You have a choice.
Yeah.
You have a choice.
And we've covered already what those choices can include about that being aware of what you're doing unconsciously, subconsciously, you know, hone up on your resilience, practice resilience. You know, if you find yourself in that negative spot, remove yourself from it. Say to yourself, I'm choosing to be happy. I'm in traffic jam. It stinks, but I'm alive because I think it's a car accident up ahead. Mm-hmm. And oh, it's gorgeous outside. You know, up here in Pennsylvania, it's like we're in sprinter. I call it spring winter. We can't decide what we are. One day it's 70. Today it's like 35, but the sun's out and it's beautiful. We'll take it. Right. You can make those choices. I want to add a little commentary about the bad year, right? You know, who knows what this year is going to bring? I think I don't focus on stuff like that with my team at the retail store I co-own. I say in our four walls, we control everything. There's nothing. There's no high gas prices. That's out there. Okay. There's no elections in here. That's out there. There's no conflicts in here. That's out there. In here, we're helping people live a more productive, better life. We help people wake up happy. We help people reduce their pain. We help them live positively as we live here. That's what we do.
Absolutely. You're creating the mindset of being a solution provider versus a salesperson. Now, can we dive and use your business as an example for a second?
100%. Yeah.
Okay. So you sell mattresses, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you the only person in the world that sells mattresses?
No.
How many different brands are there?
Hundreds.
How many different stores are near you?
I know the number. According to the NAICS code in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where a business is, there's 137 places to buy a mattress.
Okay. That's a lot, right? Mm-hmm. You're not unique in what the product is, but you are unique in the mindset of your customers of being an expert, to being a solution provider, to being the go-to person to ask questions and to not feel pressured. You are building a relationship. By the way, you're building walking billboards.
Yeah.
When you create an experience of selling a product, you are creating a walking billboard for somebody to go out and talk about you. Now, I'm a guy when it comes to customer experience. I literally love to talk about my great experiences to other people. In fact, mm-hmm. I pride myself that my friends all call me for the recommendation because they know how picky I am. We all have a choice mm-hmm. in what we buy at times. However, the biggest choice is we buy from people. We go to places that they create an experience.
Yeah.
And so what you're telling me is that when a customer walks in the door, they're no longer a customer, they're a friend, and they should feel, you know, they should feel comfortable in the surroundings. And we're there to answer every question, to help you with the experience, to make it less painful. And because buying can be painful. It, mm-hmm. you know, you can have a bad experience, and then that triggers you when you go into a place, you know, the feelings of a bad experience trigger that emotion. How much have we just talked about just now has to do with mindset?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. So regardless of the business that you have, if you're selling, you know, a product in a retail store, or you have a service that people are you're providing other places, think about there's probably a lot of choices. One of the businesses I work with is a medical practice. It's a dentist office. In that area where their dentist office is, there are three other dentists right next to each other, all in the same business, all family practice. Why is the dentist office that I work with the best dentist office in the area? Comes down to up here.
Yeah.
From the minute you walk in the door, you're greeted, the service, the follow-ups, the way they handle every situation, the way that they make you feel like we got you. You're not leaving until we get this resolved. You're not just this. We don't have you on the schedule, and we're going to make sure that your time is used wisely so we can make sure that you're a happy customer. And by the way, we create a walking billboard.
Yeah.
Think about that. If you're a business owner right now, what is the mindset that you are creating right now to your customers when they walk out of your business or they've used your service? What are they thinking about you? You should be thinking about that. I think that's a key player as well. You should be thinking about what are people saying about me and my product or service and my employees and about my business and brand when I am not around or when they're not in the store.
Yeah. I want to touch on that, but we got on the screen right now. So you've written a number of books. Obviously, you've been around the game for quite a while. People can connect to you, rickykalman.com, connect to you deeper, but they can also go to Amazon and get your book, Leverage Your Mindset, Overcoming Limiting Beliefs. Great book to get. Highly recommend that you get it because Ricky is throwing down the knowledge and mindset fire here with us today. So please pick that book up if you love to read. And I think I saw it was available Kindle and maybe even audiobook. Was that right? Did I see that?
It's available Kindle, hardback, and paperback, not audio. And the reason why it's on purpose is because the book is not just this textbook that you read over the weekend. You get on an airplane, you read it, and you're like, okay, I feel better. No, it's a plan. It's an action step. It's 14 days, 14 chapters. You read a chapter a day for the next 14 days. And even if you're not a reader, can you give yourself 10 minutes a day just to read a chapter that it's going to improve or help you focus on an intention that you wanted to make happen? The answer is probably yes. So 14 days, you read a chapter a day. Now, the cool thing is the book is supported by a mobile app. There you go.
Wonderful.
And you download the app after the first chapter and you log in, create an account. There's a password inside your book that there's a certain section within the app for my book, and you cannot unlock that section of the book of the app until you actually have that password. So that actually helps you walk through. So after each chapter, I refer to an audio track that you listen to. I talk about the chapter and then I dive into some action steps and some breathing meditation, guided imagery, and show you how to focus on what you just read.
I love it. Love all that. I will be looking at that tactic. The code in the book to the app. Love it. Yeah. Love
so,
that.
But there's much more. So let's say, for example, you are a golfer or you are maybe just overwhelmed with some challenges right now, or you're just a little stressed, or you want to focus on your health and fitness and exercise. There are audio programs that I walk you through to help leverage your mindset in those areas. I'm going to help you through a self-hypnosis meditation exercise. Now, what does that mean? Are you going to put me in a trance? No, I'm going to help you relax so you can focus on what that intention is. We all have great intentions.
Yeah.
If I ask the average person, give me five intentions you have that you'd like to accomplish. And they gave me five. And then if I asked them what you should be doing to make those intentions a reality, I'm sure that individual could give me a pretty reasonable way of doing it. So why aren't you doing it? And usually it's, we have things that get in the way, or we make up excuses and we put it off and we forget about ourselves, and then that intention isn't fueled, and then it's put off to the side and it becomes a random thought, and then of course it's gone.
Yeah.
I want to show you how to get out of your own way. I want to show you how to fuel your intentions to make them your greatest accomplishments. There's a picture of the app there. So in the app, there are a whole series of mindset coaching programs you can dive into. Pretty cool stuff. I've spent my entire career doing this. I'm constantly updating, and we're constantly creating new products and services. We just launched a new product in the app called Sales Growth Mindset. It's a series of coaching videos. So if you're in sales and leadership, it's a series of videos that you watch and you walk through this whole process. And I'm going to teach you how to do it.
Yeah. I would contend everybody's in sales. If you're a parent, you're in sales. Yeah. If you're married, you're in sales. You know, right. So there's an opportunity to learn something. And I think everybody watching could agree, no matter who you are in life, there's a piece of knowledge that Ricky can share with you, and you can expand your mindset, expand control of your mindset. It's just the structure of what he shared. 14 days. Folks, that's all he's asking for. 14 days, 10 minutes. There's that moment to become aware instead of just sacrificing that 10 minutes to being unaware. Take that 10 minutes and read for 14 days. It's all very intentional, which is really, really what I love. I do want to, if you have anything to add, I'll let you do that. But I do want to get back to your customers as a walking, talking billboard, because that's something I've been very focused on lately in the people that I speak to. Anything to add there about being intentional, plugging back into the awareness of things?
Well, we as a job as owners to make sure that we're intentional towards, you know, our thought process of being the walking, talking billboard. How about your employees? You know, have you ever been to a place of business and the employee just, they set the tone. They set the tone. Maybe it's the hostess walking into a restaurant, set the tone. Maybe it's the first person you meet when you walk into a place of business. Maybe when they walk into your mattress store, who's setting the tone for what happens next? And if that person does a poor job, do we blame that person? Is it that person's fault? Or is it the leader that's in charge of that person?
Yeah.
Because maybe they're not aware of how the interaction with the customer is. I think leaders, great leaders, are constantly aware of their team. They're helping their team become better. Because at the end of the day, great leaders make great leaders. Meaning they want those leaders to be successful. So if whether you're a hostess at a restaurant, a server at a restaurant, or selling a mattress,
yeah,
you set the tone for the brand. And if you're not setting the tone and you're making mistakes, whose mistake is it? Now, if you keep making the same mistake over and over again after you've been taught, that's another story here. But I truly believe that somebody has to dive in, and that's the person at the top. The person at the top, if you want to create walking billboards, when you are in the public eye, you have to make sure your employees are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I have two, right, that happened last week. And I often talk about the retail store I co-own because it's what I have the most control over. It's what I can affect the most change with. It's what I have the opportunity to lead in and lead, as I say, with courage with as much as possible. Even though I do talk to a bunch of different businesses throughout the week. But in two instances, we hired a new lead delivery warehouse gentleman, Sean. He's doing fantastic. And my business partner texted me like 6:30 on Friday night. He says, "We've never had this happen before. Sean punched out late." Why did Sean punch out late? He wanted to set the tone for this week coming up. He's like, "Hey, I hope sorry if I stayed a little later. I just spent some time getting things a little more organized. He told me to take control of this, of the warehouse is my domain. It's my realm. So I took a couple hours in quiet where I could just kind of sit back and look at what's all going on and organize it my way. Hope that was all right." Yes, of course it was all right. We've always asked for that. We've always tried to foster that, and we got the right person in the driver's seat. My one sales guy had a tremendous connective, emotionally connective moment with a customer. I forget what exactly started it, but he says, "You know, these guys gave me hope and faith again in a sales career because I thought I had sworn it off." Just fantastic. Like, leveling up humans is what we're here to do as leaders.
I love the way your warehouse guy, Sean, you said, right?
Sean, yeah.
He phrased it. "I hope you don't mind that I wanted to put a little extra effort into cleaning up and organizing a little bit here. I hope you don't mind because I really want to make sure that this is my space and that it helps the organization."
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, "Hey, I stayed late and I checked out. Am I going to get paid for this?"
We've had that. Yeah, we've had that. And we've tried to coach it up. And I think that's the other thing as leaders. Leaders ought to be making other leaders, but leaders also need to recognize when that person maybe isn't in the right seat, right?
Absolutely.
And find the new seat for them, whether that's with you or elsewhere.
Right. There are people that maybe, you know, like, for example, might not be and I'm going to use the restaurant experience again. Maybe the hostess isn't the right position for that individual. Maybe they're just not there, but maybe that person could be a great person organizing the kitchen staff. You know, maybe because it's just to say, well, I'm so sorry, it's not working out here. I wouldn't dismiss them off the bat. I would actually see where else can they be? Are they trainable in other areas? And maybe that position they first had isn't where they're going to shine. Maybe over time, maybe with the right training, but that very moment, maybe we retrain them in a different area because they are loyal. They are committed. They're showing up. They're working the work. Let's find out what else they're good at.
Yeah, they got
that. I've seen many companies seen that. I use that transition. I've seen many companies tell me about taking talent and finding out where the talent is.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got the basis to be five stars, but they need to be that promoter, right? That walking, talking billboard. So circling back to that, you know, so we in the retail store, you know, our average master bedroom ticket is approaching $4,000. Which is significantly higher than the industry average. And that's not because we're overpriced. It's just we deliver immense value. We help people wake up happy and they determine the value. And whether you invest $500 or $5,000 with us, we're going to make sure it's the right fit and we're going to make sure it delivers on the experience you need and you want. And so when we get reviews, when I see just a five-star review come in, to me, that may as well be a one star. It's not that I'm unappreciative of the time the person took, because they took some time. But I so much more value the people who rave about the layout of our store, the comfort of it, maybe the way it smells, because we have one of those nice scent air things that the casinos have, and it smells incredible, or the music that times with the time of day and connects to you, the little treats we deliver afterwards in your mailbox, the care our delivery team has in the home. Those are the people, as you said, your friends look to you for experience. Like, that's a promoter. A promoter isn't the person that just checks five stars. That's the same person on your team that's just in the mismatched seat. They're good. They show up on time, but they're not that walking, talking billboard.
So true. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And that goes back to the growth process. If you want to grow your business, if you want to grow your happiness, your gratitude, your attitude, everything about life, it's a reality check that we are all students of life and that self-discovery never ends. We're all students of life and self-discovery never ends. Think about that. Every single day. Now that should not be, oh, I got to go to school today. No, I get to learn something today. I get to make a difference today. I get to reset and redirect every single day. Everybody wants to go home happy. Everybody wants to feel praised. Well, you know, get outside your comfort zone and do something different. Get outside, get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Release yourself from the familiar and embrace the unfamiliar. See where that takes you.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note, you know, for me, we talked about going into those sad rooms, right? And for me, those sad rooms in my life have typically been networking rooms, right? And I've committed to getting into some of those because I feel a lot of people, I think you might agree, do networking wrong, right? They're here to say, well, I'm a realtor or I'm a lawyer or I'm a dentist or whatever. So you got a house to sell, you got a dispute to settle, or you got teeth to clean. For me, I go to networking events to say, hey, so I run this great show called Lancaster Connects. It's through my store. We help the community. We shine light on local heroes. We shine light on charities and great businesses helping our community. Tell me about your business. I don't know if you're fit, but tell me about you. And if not, maybe you know somebody who fits that. And that's the way
people love the talk. Let them talk.
You know, and that's the way I approach it.
Can we do a little role play for a second?
100%.
All right. I'm just going to give you a little bit of an example here. And I'm not going to put you too much on the spot here. I think we got some time. All right. So
we do.
On a typical situation, you're in a networking situation. And you are there because you were there to network and talk about your brand. I get that. But I think it's important to find out, tell me about what you do. Listen to the conversation. you know, you never know where that might lead you. And maybe if what they're about to tell you is absolutely no interest with you whatsoever, you never know, because you might be able to refer them to somebody else later in life. And that's going to come back full circle. But you're in a networking situation. And I'm not going to totally put you on the spot here. But if I were you and I was in a networking situation, I would think about what people hear before I speak and what they perceive. So let's say, for example, I'm selling mattresses. I'm not you. And I don't know what your situation is. So I'm just going to actually just run with this for a second.
Yeah.
If I was an owner of a mattress business or I was a salesperson and somebody said, oh, what do you do? And I would probably, because this is my mentality and this is the way I program my brain, is I make people happy. And then you're going to say, let's say you ask me what I do.
Yeah, what's that about?
What's that all about? Well, I help people with one of the most powerful things they do every single day. That's your cue. Oh,
yeah, what's that? Yeah.
What's that? You're intrigued right now. Yeah. And you don't know whether I'm just full of it or I'm leading you or not, but I'm really passionate about, I help people every single day. They think about me every single day. What does that mean? Well, I make sure when they sleep at night, they are in the best position they can ever be in, and they have the most well-rested night, and they wake up refreshed and invigorated. And by the way, they talk about me to their friends. Yeah. I'm like, okay, where are you going with this? Well, the business that I'm in is, we sell mattresses, but we don't sell mattresses, we sell comfort.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is this, is that sometimes we have to role play what we're saying out loud before we say, I'm an accountant, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, I cut grass, I paint houses. These are all very valuable services. And there are so many other companies out there that provide those services. You have to make a difference in the customer experience.
Yeah. And what you delivered there in that little exercise is the benefit.
Right.
You delivered the value equation. What's on the other side of the time I spend and my assessment as a customer of the value I get to the price they're asking? Does that value exceed the price in my mind?
And by the way, you might not be interested in a mattress at this very moment when I just met you at this networking event. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's a really good chance if somebody's looking for a mattress, they're going to go, oh, I met this guy at the networking event. He's really into what he does.
Yeah.
You should probably go talk to him.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a little one-liner that I throw out almost right away when I get that question. So, Jeff, what do you do? I say, well, I do business in your bedroom.
There you go. All right. Whoa. Okay. There you go.
It immediately brings you into the conversation.
Absolutely.
I think you have to
show interest in other people. I think you have to show interest in what you do versus, you know, thinking of every sale as a number. And by the way, I get it. We're in the for-profit business. We get it.
100%.
But there's a reason. Listen, when I talk about mindset, my corporate clients, are there other speakers talking about mindset? Are there other authors about mindset? Absolutely, yes. What makes me different is the way I deliver this. I'm not inventing the wheel. I'm making a better wheel. I'm not thinking outside the box. I'm making a better box.
Yeah.
So I don't have to be cliche here. I'm just presenting material in a different way to help people and organizations be a better version of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So in our last few minutes together, you know, tell us about the types of organizations that you do work with, that you do level up, where you do get them focused. Give us who you're looking for, how our audience can help you, maybe connect with you, the kinds of folks that you can best work with.
Yep. Most of what I do is referral. We don't advertise, never have in all these years. It's really an experience itself. So whether it's a small group of 50 people or 5,000 at a convention meeting, I've gone on site for some companies like this medical practice that really wants to invest in their team. That's literally, you know, they've been diving into these practices for years and they've grown their business. But it really just depends. If you're a business owner or just an individual, and by the way, maybe you're just a one person. Hey, dive into my mobile app, download it today, see what I have to offer. Just go to your app store and search the title Ricky Kalman. It's all you have to do. Download today, create an account, search the title, Ricky Kalman. Start leveraging your mindset today and every day and see how it makes a difference for you. I tell people all the time, you know, change doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen with resilience and repetition. Every habit we have is created based on the repetition that we create in the first place. Our bad habits and our good habits.
Yeah.
Let's be more focused on creating good habits every day to creating growth.
Love it. Yeah, love it. Love it. So everything you can find at rickykalman.com. You go to the App Store, search his name as well. You get to see all of his examples of great work. You know, you'll learn more about him, find if it's a right fit for you, which I can't find a reason or would think of a reason why investing time into your mindset wouldn't be a good idea. But rickykalman.com is the place to go, place to get all the greatness that Ricky offers to this world. And he is that guy leading that transformational change. He's leading it for himself, obviously exemplifies that here with us today, leading it for others. And I'd love if he could do that for you too. So please go to rickykalman.com and check out everything that he's doing. Ricky, man, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for taking the time to be here with us today. Appreciate you and everything you're doing.
I'm going to leave everybody with one thing. Can we do that? We got time for half a second.
100%.
If you're still watching this and you're going, what do I do next? Here's what I want you to do next. When you're done watching this program, set time on your calendar every single day. Set a reminder on your calendar. Give yourself 5 minutes every single day to calm, to awaken, inspire. If you're not sure what to do, then download my app. I'll walk you through the process. But start right now by giving yourself permission. Set a calendar reminder for 5 or 10 minutes right now. Repeat that daily just to invest in yourself. And even if you just sit and breathe, even if you just sit and breathe and be present in the moment and think about your day, think about what you have, think about the gift that you have been given right now to stop and pause. Do that today. Do that for life.
Love it. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you for that tip. Thank you for your greatness. Appreciate you. RickyKalman.com is where you go to connect. Thank you so much for your time today. Pleasure. Appreciate you. So thank you for watching this week's episode of the Big Ticket Life, wherever you may be watching or listening to it. You can watch it on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, of course, on DBTV. Give us a like. Make sure you're getting us in your app. Subscribe, follow, favorite it, wherever it is you're watching, wherever it is you're listening. I'd appreciate it. You know, this week ahead, I challenge you to live as an example of courage, facing struggles head on with strength. I don't want you to ask why me, but I want you to ask what is meant for me to learn and see so others can see that unique superpower you have as a living example of courage. Thanks for tuning into Big Ticket Life, and we'll see you next time on the show. Take care. You just heard another impactful show on the Big Ticket Life, challenging leaders to lead with courage and work to solve the clash that exists between those they lead and the lives they live. Now is the time to focus on leveling up the humans you lead and the impact you can create in their lives. It's time to lead with courage and be a living example of courage. I'd love for you to go to thejeffg.com/mission. That's thejeffg.com/mission right now and book a call with me to discuss how to integrate these examples of courage into your leadership, how to approach your team with vulnerability, and most importantly, so we can plan out how you'll invest and level up the humans you lead for maximum healing and impact so you can be the leader your people need every day. Visit thejeffg.com/mission. That's thejeffg.com/mission right now and book a call with me today.